babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Tired of it? It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Well, Jonesboro wins it by a score 42-7 over Mountain Home this evening. Our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Engineering for the future. Well, it's going to be that last drive right there from Mountain Home. They take over at the 32, and Isaac McKay scores from 49 yards out and gets Mountain Home on the board, their final drive of the game. And that is our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. Our Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle is brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, Bob, what you need, adult fitness classes, team spirit, dance, and cheer. And our Dirty Jersey Award, I tell you, I don't know if he ever came off the field tonight, Brad Liddy.
That's what I was thinking to say, Brad Liddy. You know, we found out at halftime Neil didn't have a picture of Brad making that tremendous catch over on the sideline that was unfortunately called back because of holding. But, yeah, that's the name that came to my mind also, Brad. So I'd have to agree with you.
We finally agreed, yep. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap things up here in just a moment. 42-7, Jonesboro with the win over Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RMS Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, and reached. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's two lines for $55 per month. 2 gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
42-7, Jonesboro gets the win over Mountain Home tonight. Our impact play of the game brought to you by AeroVac Life Team. The best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AeroVac member today. Well, unfortunately, the impact play of the game, Bob, was one that we didn't really agree with. It was a holding call against Mountain Home on a pass play that was Brad Liddy made a great catch on at the one-yard line. Would have been first and goal there, and Mountain Home would have had a chance to tie the game, but it was called back by a penalty, and really that changed the whole momentum of the game at that point.
Boy, it did. You know, Isaac did a good job of avoiding the rush and went to his left and made a tremendous throw, but, you know, Brad went up. You know, he's not the tallest guy in the world, and he went up and above the Jonesboro defenders and brought that ball down, and you know, it was a great catch, and you hate to see it wiped out by a holding penalty, but you have to agree that was probably the impact play of the game as far as us staying with them at that point in time.
Right. So the Bombers fall to 0-4 in the campaign. Jonesboro is now 3-1 with the victory, and Mountain Home is back home next week. It doesn't get any easier as Pine Bluff comes to town, and they are annihilating Hall tonight. I think the last score we had was 60-0.
Yes.
So,
you know, I just hope the long drive affects them a little bit. They're not used to driving that far, coming up in the hills, and, you know, I hope they don't get bus sick for more than 3 or 4 hours. Hope they're okay on the way home.
There we go. So that's our next broadcast next Friday night. Jonesboro gets the win 42-7 here tonight in Jonesboro. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We've still got about 36 minutes till the scoreboard show starts, so Matt's going to check some scores around the state for us coming up. For Matt Sharp and Bob Bird, Brad Hallworth, saying so long from Jonesboro.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Where can you get a delicious chicken strip basket, including crispy fries, gravy for dipping, Texas toast, and tender premium chicken strips for under $5? Only at DQ in Mountain Home, and only on Sunday all day. Just mention the coupon when ordering the chicken strip basket on Sunday, and you'll get all that deliciousness for under $5. Just remember to save room for dessert. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Visit your Dairy Queen on Main Street in Mountain Home.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
We all want the best education for our children, and did you know that that begins even before kindergarten? At Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, children learn skills from infancy to 5 years old, including activities that stimulate development, challenge, and prepare them not only for school, but for life. They provide not just a head start, but a giant leap into lifelong learning. Call them at 425-1141 or stop by Creative Academy anytime for a tour and information at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers Post Game Show here as we bring you one more Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio as, again, Mountain Home falls to Jonesboro by a score of 42-7. Bombers now 0-4 on the season, 0-1 in the 6A's. And speaking of the conference, let's see what else is going on to start our scoreboard update. Searcy, who is right now number 5 in Class 6A, is leading Jacksonville. Last score we had, the Lions were up on the Titans 14-7. Again, that was in the second quarter. Still seems weird to call Jacksonville the Titans in because they were the Red Devils for so long. Pine Bluff, who is ranked third in Class 6A, is leading Little Rock Hall by a score of 60-0. Again, Mountain Home's supposed to face the Zebras next week, so it'll be a tough matchup when Pine Bluff comes to town. And West Memphis, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, was leading Marion at halftime. That was the last score we saw, 22-14 at the break. On the local level, Yevil Summit at home against Elkins this evening. Have yet to see a score update on that one. Salem is losing to Earl by a score of 32-6 that game in the fourth quarter. It is Melbourne up on Mountain View by a count of 25-14. Haven't seen a score yet on the game between Marshall and Green Forest. Harrison, who is currently tied for fifth in Class 5A, they are going down to the wire over at FS Garrison Stadium. The Goblins are up on the Devil Dogs of Morrilton, 35-34 that game in the final period. Looking at the Arkansas Associated Press top 10 games, it is number one Harbor defeating Rogers tonight in Springdale by a score of 49-0. Number two Bryant is leading Fort Smith Northside 31-12 in the fourth quarter. Number three Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in a Class 5A, was up on J.A. Fair 35-0. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Number four North Little Rock is a leading Little Rock Central, but that game's going down to the wire as well down there in Little Rock, 23-20. The Charging Wildcats up on the Tigers in the fourth quarter. Number five, Grinwood, who is also ranked number one in a Class 6A, is leading Texarkana 38-17. The Bulldogs have kind of pulled away. The Razorbacks had a lead for much of the contest, but it looks like Grinwood has started to show their dominance. Number six, Bentonville West, defeated Van Buren tonight 43-28. Number seven, El Dorado, who is also ranked number two in Class 6A, is up on Lake Hamilton in the fourth quarter 35-13. Number eight, Fayetteville, losing to Bentonville tonight 32-20. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number nine, Springdale, is up on Heritage 37-7 in the fourth quarter, that game being played over in Rogers. And number 10, Conway, is losing to Fort Smith Southside. The Wampus Cats have made a little bit of a comeback, but they're still trailing 34-30 in the fourth quarter. I've already mentioned all the games from the Class 6A Top 5, so we will skip on down to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned. Number 2, Wynn, is up on Blytheville, I believe, this evening, 27-6 in the fourth quarter. Number 3, Little Rock Christian, was tied with BB at halftime. That was the last score we saw, 21 apiece. Number four, Whitehall, was leading Magnolia 23-27 at halftime. Magnolia had the lead for much of the half, but looks like Whitehall took the lead before they went into the locker room. And Nelton, who is tied with Harrison for the number five ranking, is up on Batesville 27-14. That was the last score we saw from the third quarter. Class 4A top five, it is number one P Ridge getting the 47-18 win over Gentry. Second ranked Joe T. Robinson was a 49-14 winner over Fountain Lake tonight. Number Arkadelphia, who's currently tied for the number three ranking, was losing to Nashville. Last score we saw was the third quarter. The Scrappers up on the Badgers by a score of 24-21. Prairie Grove, who's tied with Arkadelphia for that number three ranking, defeated Huntsville tonight 41-14. And number five, Warren, defeated Crossett tonight by a score of 44-6. Class 3A top five, number one, Prescott, playing at home against Center Point, and it was the Curly Wolves just dominating tonight, 53-0, the final score there. Number two, Junction City, at home tonight against McGee. So we can find the score on that one this evening. And we have yet to see the score update for the... Okay, there it is. Fourth quarter, Junction City up on McGee, 48-32 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Charleston, playing at home and defeating Cedarville tonight, 48-12. It was number four, Newport at Hoxie this evening. I believe Hoxie had the lead, and they ended up holding on to the lead, defeating the Greyhounds by a score of 28-7 tonight. And number five, Mayflower, playing at home against Barton this evening. And last score we had was halftime, Mayflower up 34-13. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, playing at Mineral Springs, and it was Mount Ida winning 42-14 tonight. Number two, Risen, was a 54-14 winner over Bearden. Third-ranked Conway Christian is leading Poen 50-26 in the fourth quarter. Number four, McCrory, playing at home tonight against Hazen. See if we can find the score on that game this evening. And last score we had was fourth quarter. The two teams knotted up at 20 apiece, so that game's going down to the wire. And number five, Hampton, was leading Parker's Chapel in the third quarter. Last score we saw was Hampton up 28-6. That is going to wrap up the Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Also going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. So again, Mountain Home falls to Jonesboro tonight by a score of 42-7, and they'll play at Pine Bluff next week. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Bomber football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more of Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.